Get up. Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
We had a cricket in our house the other night.
Did you?
I did. I captured it.
How'd you handle it? You captured it.
I captured it. I just cut my hands and caught it. It was on the curtains.
You are like Steve Irwin.
I am. I'm actually Bindi Irwin.
It's Nikki and the Irwin in here.
No, I'm the Irwin.
Sorry. Yeah, true.
They can replace you if you want.
I forgot my own name.
Okay.
It's Bindi and DeMello. There we go. Alabama police, right, say a dispute over crab legs at a buffet dinner ended in a brawl with two people left facing misdemeanor charges. Huntsville Police Officer Gerald Johnson says he was eating at the Meteor Buffet restaurant when a fight broke out. He says diners were using service tongs like fencing swords. Plates were shattering and a woman was beating a man over the head after diners had been waiting in line for crab legs for more than 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
And then lost their tempers when the food came out. That's the weird thing.
I've waited a lot longer than 10 minutes. That's quick.
That's not that long.
I'd be happy with 10 minutes.
Why would you be upset? Oh, is it because people were taking too much? Who's taking
Maybe. They waited long? 10 minutes and someone took all the crab legs.
Now, I consider this a timely warning, Nikki. Let's hope we are all better behaved.
Oh, I see.
Can we try and avoid putting the crabby into crab fest?
A window cleaner is cleaning a window on the 25th floor of a skyscraper when suddenly he slips and falls. Is that what it sounds like when you slip and fall?
I don't think so.
Anyway, he has no safety equipment and nothing to soften his fall, and yet he's not hurt. How can this be?
I believe he's actually already inside.
Oh, so he's cleaning
the floor.
Cleaning the inside of the window. That is 100% correct, Kylie.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! Robbie Williams was a member of which boy band?
Anything?
What are the West Coast Eagles' colours?
Blue and yellow.
What is someone who shoes horses called?
Pass.
What is the world's longest river?
The Nile.
Who played Neo in The Matrix?
Keanu Reeves.
Which chess piece is the lowest value?
Pass.
Who was the first man on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Name the traditional and popular wrestling sport of Japan.
Pass.
Which country has bananas on its national flag? What is the name of the specialised form of writing traditionally used by secretaries?
Pass.
All right, time left.
Okay, what was the first part? Someone who shoes horses, what are they called?
No idea.
All right. So, look, I think we're pretty clear
Safe to say, we
didn't get the grand out of that one there, but that's okay. Yeah.
You got through quite a few of those, well done.
So, where did we go?
Robbie Williams was a member of which boy band? The first question was actually wrong. Oh. He was a part of Take That, not NSYNC. What are the West Coast Eagles' colours? Yellow and blue.
Got that right.
Someone who shoes a horse is a farrier. There you go. So you can write that one down for
next
time.
Yes.
What is the world's longest river? That is the Amazon, not the Nile. You did get the Keanu Reeves one right. He did play Neo in The Matrix. The pawn is the lowest chess piece. Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. Sumo wrestling is the popular wrestling sport of Japan.
Yes, sumos.
And the national flag that has bananas on it is
Fiji,
actually.
Yes.
And the name of a specialised form of writing was actually shorthand.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And your hostess with the mostest, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. 90210. In Riverdale star Luke Perry has died overnight at the age of 52 after suffering a massive stroke. Tributes are flooding in from celebrities and co-stars, including Leonardo DiCaprio and Viola Davis, remembering him as a kind-hearted, funny guy that everyone grew to know and love. He is said to have passed away in hospital, surrounded by friends and family. Now, another sad news overnight. Prodigy frontman Keith Flint has also passed away overnight at the age of 49. His death is not being treated as suspicious, but Prodigy co-founder Liam Howlett wrote on Instagram that Flint took his own life over the weekend. Flint was the lead singer of the group in 1996 when both of these hits went to number one. I'm a fire starter.
Yeah, banned from back in the days when music was a bit more dangerous.
Yeah.
Just quietly.
If you or anyone you know is experiencing personal crisis, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. The Jonas Brothers have dropped a brand new single. We heard last week the boys are getting back together. Well, it's official. They're back and they recruited their wives to help out with the new music video for the single called Sucker. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me. I'm a sucker.
Okay, I like
really
it.
Like it, yeah. Right. The clip shows Nick's wife Priyanka Chopra, Joe's fiance Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner, and Kevin's wife Danielle all dressed in crazy outfits enjoying high tea and just going nuts in this amazing mansion.
Okay.
Pretty jealous, actually.
Nice.
And from really good new songs to not so good,
okay.
New Kids on the Block have dropped a new tune called Boys in the Band, in brackets, Boy Band Anthem. The song was released over the weekend with the boys, or should I say men, singing and rapping about everyone from One Direction to boys to men while recreating some famous scenes from NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. We do it for the fans, the boys in the band. We like the boys in the band, the boys in the band, the boys in the band. We like the boys in the band, the boys in the band.
Okay. Yeah. And they also do name check a lot of other cool bands in this.
Yeah. Now, this is exactly what I expect a group of ex-boy band dads to come up with. Try and do it how the kids do it these days.